Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
For us as an offensive line in Pittsburgh last year, it was incredibly challenging that we knew we had to go with these game plans that involve passing the ball potentially the entire game. And so the mentality, you know, when you have a balanced offense or when you run the ball, it's obviously better for the offensive line.
Presented by Chafe and Lujan, Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. This is how we'll send you to the weekend. With the story inside the story, Big L, these comments that he made with the Ravens, one of the biggest talking points this week has been what he said about TikTok. But there in that answer, I don't think we really talked about that part of it enough. Villanueva saying, because I had not heard, we were on the air when he did this interview, which was like a 25-minute thing with Ravens reporter, so we were only getting bits and pieces of it. That comment right there, we had to go with these game plans. Who or what is he talking about with that? We had to go with these game plans where we couldn't run the ball? I don't hear
any... Is he saying they had to go for them with those game plans because they didn't have good options running it, or because
for us,
they
as an
knew
offensive
that was
line in Pittsburgh last year? It was incredibly challenging that we knew we had to go with these game plans that involve passing the ball potentially the entire game.
Okay, stop it. To me, that's not we as a team had no other option. It's we as an offensive line were behind the eight ball because our team decided in and of themselves they were going to pass. What did we hear Ed Bouchette say, I think it was yesterday, that Mike Tomlin and the offensive staff and Ben get together every week and put the game plan together, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works?
Yeah.
That tells me that Villanueva and his buddies on the offensive line were getting pretty sick and tired of game plans that kept coming back, pass, 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 pass. Hey, here's a run. Okay, it'll get 2 yards. Pass, pass, pass.
Yeah, but I don't hear in Villanueva any, like, he's not going to do this, clearly. And he'll joke and make fun, you know, poke fun at Juju and say these things tongue-in-cheek about DeCastro and everything else. But there's no admission there that the reason why they had to go with those game plans is because the offensive line sucked, which might be the answer. Probably is the answer, actually. Like, I think you and I are both critical of Tomlin. I think we're fair, I would say, is the best way to put it. I don't just kowtow to him because he's never had a losing season. I don't just say, you know, he's, you know, the greatest coach going or one of the greatest coaches because of that. Like, I think that he's fallible and there's some things about him that I believe he does wrong or doesn't do good enough. But one thing I refuse to believe is that Tomlin on his own volition would just decide on his own to just completely abandon the run game. That, like, somehow in the last few years, he's had this epiphany. He's figured out that, you know, we're not going to run the ball. Clearly he doesn't think that way because they just drafted Najee Harris in the first round. So it's not like...
Well, he's also a defensive guy, and even though the run has been de-emphasized across the league, I think anybody that knows football will tell you if you can run the ball when you need to, it is a huge boon to a defense,
right, so
to
Tomlin,
keep them fresher.
So we start with the belief that Tomlin wants to run the ball, but mm-hmm. his offense didn't last year. So what made him abandon that principle? What made him waver from one of his, you know, pillars or tenets of football that you have to be balanced and you have to be multidimensional? What caused him to do what Al said, create these game plans where we almost literally threw the ball on every play?
Well, if it was that he really thought that, you know, their line wasn't good enough to run block, then it's his fault because he didn't do a better job hiring somebody to succeed Mike Munchak, and he just went with next man up. If it's not necessarily Tomlin viewing things in terms of the offensive line not being good enough, then don't you have to point the finger at the quarterback?
Yeah, but here's the problem with doing that, right? All of the moves they've made this offseason would suggest or tell you that Tomlin is at least on board with it not being Roethlisberger's fault. Because that's the one guy he's brought back. He got rid of his offensive coordinator. He got rid of his offensive line coach. He let James Conner leave and drafted his replacement in the first round. They drafted a center in the third round. They've got a new left tackle. They've got a new right tackle.
Do you think Mike Tomlin thinks it's not Ben's fault, or you think he knows that even if he feels it is to some degree, it's not in his best interest to say that in so many words?
But if Tomlin believes like we do that Roethlisberger is never going to give in and allow for the Steelers to be a multi-dimensional offense and run the ball more and be more balanced, if Tomlin thinks that way, then why didn't he? And if he did, he obviously didn't do it well enough. Why didn't he go to his superiors and say, look, we're never going to get back. Hey, Mr. Rooney, you said we got to get better at running the ball. I'm going to be honest with you. It's never going to happen with this guy here. It's just not. I don't care if it's Matt Canada or Matt Harkins as the offensive coordinator. It's not going to make a difference.
How do you know there wasn't at least some discussion behind the scenes as to whether or not bringing back Ben was the right move? Like, they can present the united front publicly that they want and say, we're thrilled Ben came back. We're thrilled he was willing to take a pay cut. Thank you, Mr. Roethlisberger. Your generosity will be noted in the history of this club. But how do we know that behind closed doors there weren't much tougher and more pointed discussions being had?
There might have been, but the conclusion...
The net result, I understand, is the same, yes.
Yes, the net result is we're comfortable with Roethlisberger as our quarterback, same time they say running the ball is a priority this year.
The net result is the same. We're comfortable with him, but I think I don't know if it's necessarily the same. You know, it matters how they get there. If they get there by saying it's not much of a discussion, we're fine with everything, that's one thing.
Yeah, but we're never going to know. We're never going to know.
Okay, that's my point. I'm saying there's a chance it wasn't necessarily as cut and dried and, hey, we're fine, this is all going to work out. I still think there's some trepidation inside that organization as to whether or not the quarterback is actually going to go along with any of this. I really do.
Yeah, but you also are one to say that you don't think this is going to be Roethlisberger's last year because he can pretty much tell them what he wants to do when he wants to do it.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Right.
I think he calls the shots, and I think they don't have the gumption, and it's really Art Rooney because he's the one who can put his foot down and say, I own the freaking team. I don't really think they have the stomach to explore life after Ben. I think they continually are trying to put it off for as long as they can plausibly do it. And there are still enough people in this town that feel like they can win a Super Bowl with Ben. All you need to do is like look at the mentions on any of my tweets that I think that, you know, Art Rooney will be justified in carrying this on for another year or two if he wants to.
For us as an offensive line in Pittsburgh last year, it was incredibly challenging that we knew we had to go with these game plans that involve passing the ball potentially the entire game.
We knew we had to go with these game plans that potentially were us throwing the ball on every play. We knew we had to go with it. There is a lot there, man. That is a loaded quote.
So who do you think it's most about?
That's what that's what we're doing right now. You're Sherlock Holmes and I'm Watson. We're trying to...
I've given you my synopsis here that my ultimate answer is nobody wants to out and out say our quarterback calls the shots and he wanted to throw the ball a ton. See 2018 as an example. But Mike Munchak coordinating the run game that year made it a little different. The run game was more effective, even though they ran the ball the second fewest times in the league that year too. I think what everybody wants to say but is trying to be very delicate about it because of who it involves is that Ben Roethlisberger being the quarterback necessitated them doing what they did last year.
So tell me if you think this is the right answer, okay? If you take this as a cop-out or as a fence-sitting take, then I will amend it and we will talk about it differently.
It's not a good sign for the take that you're already warning me that I might be seeing it as such.
I think it starts, you're asking, we knew. I'll just play it again here.
For us as an offensive line in Pittsburgh last year, it was incredibly challenging that we knew we had to go with with these game plans that involve passing the ball potentially the entire game.
Okay, we knew. I think it starts with Ben, and I think it ends with Tomlin. And here's why. They have to know, or Ben has to tell them, no, this is how I want to do it. I want to get the ball out fast. I want to throw the ball a lot. Okay, this is what I'm comfortable doing. This is what I like doing. This is how I think we're going to win. And then from there, the offensive coordinator has to basically say, no, Ben, we need to do it this way instead, or we need to find a happy medium or whatever. Or that coach says, all right, Ben, sure, let's do it that way. And then once that decision gets made, then the coach has to sign off on that too. Tomlin has to ultimately say, all right, no, like, I disagree with both of you guys, or let's do it. And so that's why I think they're all complicit in this. And the offensive coordinator is the one that got, you know, thrown to the wolves over it. I think of all those three people, Fichtner clearly has the least amount of agency, because as we found out this offseason, he was the most replaceable. He was a guy with no resume as an offensive coordinator before he got promoted by the Steelers. So his voice is the quietest of the three, because he doesn't have as much behind it. So
he's Ben's friend and he's Tomlin's friend. I think you actually made a good take there, because I do think it starts with Ben. What's problematic now, and not so much last year, but it's problematic from now on, and we highlighted this earlier in the week. Tomlin is a 3-year deal. Presumably, Art Rooney is the one that really loves the tradition of stability in the head coaching ranks, right, for this team? So that tells me that Art Rooney is valuing his head coach more than he is valuing his quarterback in that sense, although the quarterback, obviously, age is more of a concern because his career eventually has to end for that reason. I would say this year, if the same thing happens, I can't go back and retroactively diagnose it any cleaner than you just did, but I would say that Tomlin's 3-year deal is the owner telling him, you have the agency this year. If you think this is going down a bad path and that the quarterback is the cause, you have the agency to stop him.
Yeah.
You can prevent him from doing this.
But I think now, because his edict is clearly stated and is out there, I think if the Steelers revert to their old ways this year, it actually falls on Rooney more than anybody else. Because then the guy that actually owns the team and calls all the shots and should have the final say on things is subservient to a player. That's how I'll take it.
I would agree with that.
Because Tomlin, because Tomlin in Canada, if they want to with Ben, can make the owner of the team the bad guy. If they want, they can play it that way. They can say, look, Ben, we actually agree with you. We think we should throw it 45 times.
But that guy's name is on the checks,
right?
And he doesn't want to do it this way.
And they might have their fingers crossed behind their back as they say it, because they don't actually mean it. But they can say to Ben, look, this is what our bosses want us to do. We're just doing what we're told. I mean,
Matt Canada, I love the fact that you can see the whole field when you go into the shotgun 95% of the snaps. Quarterback sneaks, I hate him, but Art is telling me from on high, he is the voice of God saying he doesn't want to do this.
But here's where, because that to me ideally would be what would happen. But I just think that Art's too detached to really follow through with that.
That's a complaint I've been levying for a while now, is that he's not passionate enough.
I might be wrong. Maybe this is the year things change. But I just have a hard time believing. I don't think he'd ever do it in-game. I don't think he'd ever pull an Al Davis and call down and say, run the ball more. That's just not him. But I have a hard time believing that even in-season he would call, you know, Tomlin and Colbert and, you know, Canada into his office and say, guys, what are we doing? Do you remember when I said back in February
So you don't even think if they start, like, you know, however their schedule shakes out, if it's some of the tougher games, very tough games at the beginning, and they start out 0-3, 0-4, something like that, or 1-3, and they're passing the ball constantly and it's the same problem as last year, you don't think Art would call in the same three other people you just mentioned and say, I think it's time for a quarterback change?
No, I don't think so.
Neither do I, and I think that's a huge problem. They're the polar opposite. You know, you have to have balance in the universe. You have to have a yin and a yang.
Yeah.
If the Packers are at one end of the spectrum for how to deal with a great quarterback that's brought your franchise a lot of success, I understand that. I'm saying, though, like, if they're at one end of the spectrum, hey, we're going to draft Brett Favre's replacement and piss him off. Then we're going to draft the replacement's replacement and do the same thing to him. The Steelers are at the opposite end of the spectrum. Oh, God, we finally found our quarterback after 20 years in the wilderness after we screwed up by not drafting Marino. We can't ever let him go. I can find fault with both approaches. Right now, the Packers got within a couple plays of the Super Bowl. The Steelers did not.
Text us on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text on Edgar Snyder. Reminds you to text responsibly. We're going to try something new. Colony's going to join us for just a Friday chat. He's going to open up a couple, maybe it'll be more than one, a couple cans of Natty Light and just shoot the breeze with us. Happy hours, you know, this is perfect time for him. He's pretty much off the clock. Just come hang out with us, open up a beer, and we're just going to shoot the breeze and BS with each other. You like that, Kale? Mr. Milkshake? Mr. Six Milkshake, man? Your milkshakes bring all the boys to the yard or whatever the hell?
I was just going to say, and they're like...
Well, all right.
Yeah.
Pony and Muller until 6. Then it's Paul Zeiss on 93.7 The Fan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.